All right, everybody, welcome back to the During Business Hours podcast. And as you can see, new studio, new me, new her. This is my wife, Leslie, if you didn't know. She's kind of the background character that runs the entire isekai, if you know what I'm talking about. Our goddess deals with everything that I throw at her. But Alex will be coming back from time to time to do what he does best, support, like a supporting character.
Oh, my gosh. When is he due back?
I think he's back now.
Oh.
But let's get on with the show. It's been an interesting couple of weeks. We recorded probably four episodes. I think at least four episodes out of a week in July.
You didn't watch any. In 1 week, you did four episodes, is what you're saying?
Yeah. So all four episodes were in 1 week with one cycle of news, and they all came out over a month. All the information was so old and out of date that I just felt, ooh, assassination, ooh, drama on Twitter, ooh, trans people being creepy pedophiles, ooh, all this crazy shit that just kept happening behind the scenes. And I was like, wish I had an episode for that. So here we are, shooting a deliciously hilarious episode that's going to be life-changing for certain people on the internet. What?
Life-changing for people on the internet.
Yeah. If you haven't heard, the world is upside down.
When was it ever right side up? Yeah, they're working late tonight.
Yeah, the jets are going. Haven't put up enough soundproofing for the jets, but we have quite a bit. So it's not finished. It's like 90% finished, but they say the last 10% takes 90% of the time. So how are you liking the new house?
Love it.
Love it?
Yep.
What was your favorite company so far?
I don't like people.
Okay, what was your favorite company so far? We've had three groups of company, and we've been here. This is our first payment. So we've been here exactly a month.
We had the deposit the first month when we first got here.
We've been here exactly a month. Yeah.
Yeah. Rent's due again.
Yep, rent's due. So it's exactly 1 month. That's what I was saying.
All right. Not one payment.
It's our first due payment. You know what I mean? Like, while living here. First payment due.
Okay.
That's very understandable.
It's not accurate.
You make a deposit for a car, and then you're like, all right, when's my first payment due?
We had to make a payment as soon as we got the keys.
Which was our deposit.
No, and...
Yeah, they call it first month in deposit, but that's your deposit to get the keys, really. Sure, it's your first month, but it's not really like, hey, I'm here, it's my first payment. You prepare for that budget. During the time you're moving, you're like, hey, I'm going to set aside some money. Like, you know, here's $5,000 and that'll probably be the moving cost to that house. And it's a great house. It's fucking huge. It's too big. I can't find enough things to hang on walls. So we have to take and like print pictures of the kids because we're ignorant people who only have them on our phones and then put them into frames just to put them on the wall. Like, we love you, children. But we don't want to see you that much. We want the memories.
Got to run down a hall of fame of themselves to get from their room to the living room.
Or every 6 months when Apple's like, hey, it's Junior in you or Khaleesi in you. Like, here's your memory lane.
Oh, I don't look at those. I probably should start, though.
I look at those because then I'm like, oh, they used to be a little nice creatures.
My mom was hers.
Other demons.
Her memory lane thing popped up last night. She was showing me because I'm in a bunch of her photos. I was just getting pissed. I don't know where any of those shirts are. Every picture that came up, I'm like, where the hell is that shirt? Where's that shirt?
Probably thrown away with my clothes.
You made Absolutely me throw away. Absolutely not.
You made me throw away a lot.
I did make you. And you still have more than me and the kids combined.
And I only wear eight.
Right.
Probably eight shirts.
I'm going to start throwing them away on, when does the trash come? Tuesday night. I'm just going to start hiding stuff in the trash.
I'll be that size again.
Either cool. And then when you get to that size, you're only going to wear eight of those shirts.
You can burn me with those clothes. You can put me in the ashes. Reminding. So we have a business that kind of is a smorgasbord out here in Oklahoma that does a lot of things. And one of those funny things is that I make resin sculptures for people who need them. And the other day I had a 12-year-old girl who apparently her father died. 2 weeks ago, and she asked, what would the price for one of these skulls be? And I was like, you know, they're $29.99. I can make them colors, etc., whatever you want. And her mom's like, no, we want to know because this one has dog tags. So we're assuming it's for somebody who died.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I can put ashes in there and we can mix it up and make it. So we can do all these fun things for your dad or whoever. At the time, I didn't know. And I was like, well, if it's going to be with ashes and you want something special, it's $79.99. And the girl's like, yes, mommy, can we do it? Can we do it? Can we do it? And I was like, you know what? Just bring me the ashes. We'll do it for $40. And then the kid looks up at me and goes, that's too expensive.
It's hard out there for folks.
Bitch, you didn't even want it. There's no way. I said 29. Then I was like, you know, normally that would be a cost that's 80. And then the mom's like, yeah, that's just a little too expensive. I'm like, for you. I've charged a lot more for bigger pieces and a lot more for smaller pieces. But it was just the most like, I'm going to give you a break. Gave me this whole heartfelt story about dad dying, etc. I think it was all bullshit. But she was 12, maybe 14. I don't know. I'm not a good judge with some of these younger girls because they just look wild after 10. Some of them got makeup and JoJo Siwa tattooed on their forehead, basically.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, come as a bitch.
Is that her song?
Yes. It's about one of her exes. You haven't seen those? Alan, find one of those clips of the interview.
Dream guest on my podcast? Oh my gosh. I mean, honestly, let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh?
Yeah. And then she says that it's about one of her exes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that has been the running meme for the last couple of months since that song came out. And I just think of her every time, just like, you know, like something spicy is happening. Yeah. Like, dream. So, yeah, she didn't end up wanting to get it done, but it was one of those reminders that your price is always your price. Don't lower it. Not for nobody's fucking story. So, I think a guy paid me the other day. Well, technically it was today. So, a guy paid me, brought it in yesterday, an RV radio. And funny enough, it just doesn't turn on. And I'm like, okay, the power supply, test it, plug it in, doesn't turn on. Brought me the wiring harness and I'm like, all right, it's 12 volts power supply, plug in, it should work. Does not work. So I tell him, hey, your power supply is blown. Opened it up, smells blown. I don't know what you did. I can only tell you that this is bad. Some aftermarket for a Fleetwood 2018 RV he bought. Goes into the story of how much he paid for it, something like $140,000 in 2018. It's a huge, you know, pain in the ass. As soon as he bought it, no support. They didn't give him a warranty, etc. It was like a year old. Somebody else had sold it back to the place. I was like, well, there's your mistake. And then he was like, I don't care what it costs. I just need a radio. And I told him this. I was like, AutoZone, you paid me $30. I'm going to tell you, AutoZone has these $150. Go get one. If I got it for you, it's going to be $250 and I'm going to drive down to AutoZone. I'm going to kill this fucking fly. Why is it in the office right now? I'm going to go and I'm going to charge you $250 to drive down the street. I don't care what it costs. Just drive down the street. Okay. Pays me $250 in cash. Pick it up at AutoZone before I go home. It was like $135 with my discount.
Yeah.
It was like, my price is my price. This reinforces little kids. No.
An expensive DoorDash.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, DoorDash for sure. But you kind of get to make it up as you go. Cause you do, like in our business, we do so many different things. It's hard to keep a price list for everything. You can't be consistent on certain things.
Especially with how often the supplies change in price as it is anyways.
Yeah, because one person's item could be, you know, $12 and another one's, you know, $140. Right. And then it just gets out of hand how many people need something. The thing you didn't answer earlier. So who is your favorite person? How much did you enjoy each guest? We had three sets of guests within 2 weeks. Give me the tier. I'll give you mine.
There's only one person that truly pissed me off out of everybody. So
say it.
Your mother.
I know. I understand. My mother's got a tendency to speak her mind about shit she knows nothing about. She knows this. I've told her this. My mother likes to be in the know. And so we had my parents show up, and Daddy Doug, as we talked about on a previous podcast, was here helping with the move. So he comes on his scheduled time. We forgot to tell my parents that he was going to be here because why? We got plenty of room. It's not
like so much going on anyways. It didn't matter.
And so they come and they're like, oh, well, how are we going to get time with the kids if he's just going to be with Khaleesi the whole time? Which he took care of our kid and his kid for a majority of the time.
Yeah, CJ just tagged along for...
And I trust him with CJ. Right up his butt. I don't think he's going to do anything crazy. But we went on a couple of adventures together, had a great time. Everything was peachy.
Had a daddy's day out.
Yeah. It's not permanent. We were just heroes for one day in 110 degree weather. It was so bad and we couldn't get off this boat fast enough. It was a nightmare. But the kids loved it. But my mother, not understanding the vibe of having two people doing the same job in the same space.
Like what your parents were saying, there's too many chefs in the kitchen.
It's not true. That's a lot of fucking ingredients to get done. Like that. There's two kids. If you got two dads, even if, I understand why people can have two identical style parenting, you know, a man and a woman, but it just, having him around was very easy to have. Someone's always looking after the other kid. There's always entertainment in the male form. So Khaleesi needed something and I was busy with CJ. Doug was there, so on and so forth. Right. But my mother's got three different kids with three men, all three boys.
And only one guy was ever around.
Yeah, so. Only my stepdad, who's my, not my biological father, but he's dad. I didn't know he was not dad until, 13?
Right.
And so he's all I knew. He's the only one I dealt with. And still, they can't see the pro of having, like, a dad who wants to be in the picture included. We see the pro, especially when he's normal, behaving, a proper, you know, help to society. Because he's got his history like everyone else. But it's entertaining to see how it boggles my parents' mind. Like, this is going to end up bad. Oh, my God, you don't know what you're doing, what you're, you know, bringing into your house. It's just horrible. Like, they believe it's wrong. That's good. That's their opinion. But my mother, yeah, I think my dad at first was like, oh, it's great to have him, blah, blah, blah. He really got along with him.
I think the main issue was Doug would be parenting and I would be in the vicinity. So it wasn't something like obscene, but he would be being dad and your mom would, oh no, that's too dark or you can't do that or blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, I mean, it showed his growth because if any other woman,
if it was 5 years ago, it would have been hands
immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
She would have never finished that sentence.
Nope. That's what's so crazy to me is like how much he resisted and then came to me to talk. And I was like, oh, shit, I appreciate it. I'll talk to her. And I talked to her a couple of times. She was bad. She just couldn't wrap her head around that he's the dad, too. In this instance, we gave him the ability in this household. There was a hierarchy. It was kids, Doug, me, mom. That's how it was. That's the rules. We dealt with it. We went there. Grandparents didn't have a say unless we gave you a say for an action, a reason. Hey, you're going out and taking the kids. Here, you're in control. But it wasn't like you could overstep us in any way, but she still tried to put her two cents in everything, which was a negative. It did not help her. So then at the end of it, like the beginning, I think Doug was like, yeah, you know, I'm looking for work, et cetera, out in Sacramento. I'll hit you up. At the end of it, he was like, I never want to work with them. I don't want to hear anything from her.
Don't ever hit my line.
And my dad was like, what the fuck? I didn't even know. So he was upset about it. He was like, what do we do? I'm like, yeah, mom knows. Well, I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. I'm like, it's hard. But it's like, what's that Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg movie? Daddy's Home. Except I'm the motorcycle daddy and the daddy that's present.
My gosh.
I'm just saying. It's not a lie. I'm Mark Wahlberg, a little chubbier and present. So then inviting the opposite parent in to co-parent for a time because he's owed that time by court. I think it shows growth on everybody. Right. Yeah. And then, you know, we had everyone leave. Everything was good. And then your parents decided it was their turn. And they bought tickets and said, we're staying with you. We're like,
what? That is so dramatic.
It was kind of how it happened. But they definitely were like, hey, we're coming in right after. We're coming in hot. We'll rent a car. We'll stay with you. It'll be great. They only took a week. You know, my parents were here for nearly three. Doug was here for 3 weeks.
Here just a couple days more than your parents were. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, just about three and a half. A
couple days at the front end and a day or two at the back end.
Yeah. So, and I'm glad he was here that much time because he was a help.
Yeah.
Which was above and beyond. So shout out to Daddy Doug. But your parents, it was interesting because we have history from Thanksgiving. Not a word has ever been said between me and your mother except for when she's on calls with Khaleesi. And it's like, oh, hi. And I've tried to be not like, hey, let me reach out and apologize or like start a conversation, but more like interactive and friendly. And I've gotten the cold shoulder every single time. Every single time. Until she's in my house, living in my house. And then it's like, oh. Okay. Oh, you just stop it, Chris. Stop. Oh, you hear about this time back in the 1970s?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I had a dream. Yeah, that's accurate. But it was great. It was great. All the drama aside, it was great. Your dad is always a blast. Much shout out to Byron. Oh, and during the time we were moving, Donald Trump got shot in the ear.
And what else happened? Biden dropped out like, what, 2-3 days after the fact?
Well, there's more of a trail of blood there. So shooter takes his shot.
What, the 25th today? So yeah, 10 days
it's back. Been 10 days. Donald Trump has 10 borrowed days on the calendar so far. That's crazy. If he would have moved a freaking, he says a quarter of an inch in the diagram or video I saw on.
It would have got skull.
It would have got back of the skull. But he turned at the right moment, got just the clip of the ear. Nobody's seen the ear since. The people in the RNC were wearing little flags and all kinds of stuff.
That like was cracking me up.
It was like everyone was trying to copy Donald Trump.
I saw
people were selling ear flags with a little rubber band.
The millennials were making jokes how Nelly, the rapper, he used to have that Band-Aid. And everybody used to try to put a Band-Aid right there to like be like him.
I thought he was hiding a tattoo or something.
Nope, nothing.
Nelly?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
I'm going to kill this fucking fly, I promise you. It just randomly flies in front, flies in front here. We're watching a cat try and hunt down this shitty fly. Because it is singular. There was a lot of flies when we moved in this house. Doesn't want to be touched. That cat is a violent being. It is a violent being. Can only hope that it finds that fly before it, you know, fucks something up.
Before the fly finds you. Oh, there it is.
She found it. Like when we moved in here, it was fly central out back.
I could not believe it.
Yeah, I've never seen flies to that degree outside of
the flies were so bad that the previous owners left, what, like five or six fly swatters.
Yeah, which was interesting because I'd never seen somebody be like, hey, the fly swatters are in the pantry. Just so you know, we have a bit of a fly problem. I'm like, what? Left a shit ton of fly swatters. And then we got Orkin to spray and do all that stuff for the ants and all the crap outside because the last house was a fucking mess. I've never seen that much of bugs. Yeah. And then we moved in here, so I was braced for it. But it was another level of just flies. Like, I've never seen that many flies in a house. So we went on a hunting spree, and I am now the fly bully.
Yeah. There's like, generally, no flies are left in the house. So one's just, oh my gosh, one snuck in.
I get my dues in every day. I'll get 10 or 15. The kids will go in through that back door. We got double doors in the back and they just open and ask a question. And they go out to their new trampoline that we set up and all the fun stuff outside and their little pool. And they just all day long. Anything after 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. they're outside fucking around getting sweaty.
I can feel myself transforming into my mother. Keep the damn door closed. Stop coming in and out.
I already started holding the damn
inside,
door.
Outside, pick one.
I just started holding the door behind the patio set.
Just got to get an intercom to speak through the door. Hey.
I just started yelling at the glass. What the fuck? Shut the fucking door. You know, been a little less aggressive. But I see the same thing where my parents were just ruthless about get the hell out of the house, stay outside, don't come back in, you're losing my air. If you come
in, you're staying in.
Mm-hmm. Pick one, and then you just get a like an extension cord weapon. The good old days. Not the metal end, you get the plastic end, it's a little heavier. They don't want to stab you. But now with the Trump thing happening on July 15th, the idea was it went July 15th, poll numbers already like something 15 points ahead, gets shot, stands up, fight, fight, fight.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. The most American fucking thing I've ever seen. Instead of like, run, protect yourselves, any of the shit that he could have just ducked down and left.
Right.
He may have heard the shooter was down. He didn't know if there was a second, a third, a fourth. I always joked that I would vote for Trump because life was better under Trump. This sealed the deal for me. There is no more American president than Donald J. Trump.
And time to be alive.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
During business hours, officially.
Putting the cock away and putting the MAGA on.
Supports Donald J. Trump. Dusty. We found this on a roadside on a road trip.
So somebody else that no longer does, they done threw that shit out the window. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It was in the back of my car for months. But 2022, you know, probably 2021, 2022, somewhere in there, right before the move. And so I had to dust this bed. I didn't really dust it off, but get it out of the closet. Because there is nothing more American than the way he basically stood up, put that like the soldiers carrying the flag, so to speak. He had to get that message out. And the thing he said to the people was fight. Like he knew somebody was taking a stab at him for his beliefs.
And like, not today, buddy.
Yeah. There's nothing that somebody could tell me now. Like I'm 100% voting for Donald Trump. It's unfortunate. And I heard somebody say that they would, invoke a Muslim ban. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to be like just banning and doing these, what did they call that? Agenda 45? No, it's Agenda 25. Oh, fuck. I don't want to get this wrong.
Project 2025?
Yeah, Project 2025. And from the Heritage Foundation or whatever. And I'm like, if anyone believes that and hasn't read the Agenda 45 or Agenda 47, from his website and what his ideals are for his presidency, mm-hmm. then they shouldn't be talking about it. These are the things he's going to do and ban this, ban that, restrict this, you know, kill free speech, so on and so forth. I think it's all stupid. But the assassination attempt was wicked because I've come close to death numerous times. I've overdosed. I've done stupid shit. I've jumped off buildings and basically blacked out, assumed dead, resuscitated. Great things. All fun. A bullet whizzing past my ear and taking off a chunk of my ear would definitely make me see God. Haven't been there yet.
All those near-death experience and no God?
Nope. Not a single one.
There's one time I truly thought I was going to die. Like, I was just laying there like, this is it. That's the end. But it was weird. It was just like a peace came over me. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. Obviously, I did not die, but.
Damn it.
Dang it.
Not now. Not ever. You know, have you ever watched Dukes of Hazzard when you were a kid?
Yeah. No, yeah. Not as a kid. I watched it after I grew up.
All right, you know who Boss Hogg is?
Yep.
Hillary Clinton is Boss Hogg.
Starring J.D. Vance.
Mm-hmm. He's the vice president. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing. He nominated J.D. Vance as his vice president, which is left fucking field. But I'm here for it.
I think it's very interesting that that guy was very much against Trump the last time around or 2016 or whatever the case was. And then I don't know what's happened for him between there and here, but he was basically more or less like, you know, I might have been wrong about you.
Oh, I hated him, Trump in 2016. Hated him. My ex-girlfriend's father was in love with the idea of this businessman because he was an insurance guy, and this guy basically sucked Trump off.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, he had the hats, the postcards. This was a certified multimillionaire going out of his way to lose customers in his business just for the idea that a businessman was going to run the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. And he was just nonstop talking about him, what he was going to do, how he was going to clean this up, clean the swamp, yada, yada, yada. The whole swamp thing. He could have tattooed it on his fucking forehead. It was all over his cars and his black ass. Oh, it was stupid. His kids even got into it. And then my girlfriend at the time got into it. And I was just like, I'm thinking Hillary's got it, you know, registered Democrat, the whole nine.
I wasn't really feeling Trump at the time, but I just...
Remember, I was a registered Democrat until 2020.
I understand that, but unfortunately to say, she's a woman.
Yeah, I just didn't want Trump. I didn't want the...
That's how a lot of people felt.
You're fired.
You had everybody who didn't want Trump, and then everybody who just thought it was cool that a woman was running. Like, you'd see the older women who was like, I'd never thought I'd see the day that a woman even had the chance to run. So you had all those people voting for her, and I'm just like... You still got the weirdos out there. I don't think this country's ready for a female.
Do you think it is now?
No.
Because now that Biden has dropped out, he has nominated, along with Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
Before Biden's statement even came out, like 15 minutes before, every news press outlet saw the Clintons, Obama, Michelle or Michael, and all these people claimed their endorsement for Kamala Harris. The same person who put hundreds of thousands of people away for misdemeanor drug crimes, that forced single mothers to either lose their job or take their kid to school or go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the whole thing. If you don't take your kid, I don't care, you know,
what the circumstances
are. Yeah, I don't care if you got to lose your job, get your kid to school, or I'm putting you in jail. That's the same person that is now going to be the possible president-elect come January, getting sworn in. That's ridiculous to me. Could you imagine how many... This is a play for prisons, if I've ever seen one.
That's for-profit prisons, yeah, it's real.
Somebody is back and going, you know, we need more bodies. More bodies in here. Any more bodies in here? How are we going to get more bodies in here?
And they're overpacked as it is.
A mixed race woman in the White House. That's how we get more bodies in here. That's what we're going to do. That's what, you call the boys up on the hill.
Oh, they get it done for you.
Just some rich white man in the South going, that recipe, finger looking good. Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm. No.
It was just tasteless. It was okay. Then that's not what the recipe says. The idea of having Kamala Harris as the next president just astonishes me, because China will run everything. We will borrow into oblivion. Just yes, thank
We're
you.
Really on track for that as it is. Yeah,
35-37 trillion. Imagine 60 trillion by the end of her presidency. And I don't even know who her VP is going to be.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Clinton, Hillary, female running mate. Round two.
Round four.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Because the idea was that Kamala has been puppeting Biden this entire time, right? That's what a lot of you think. And so if Kamala is puppeting Biden, Hillary puppeted Bill.
I wasn't old enough to come to that conclusion during his runs.
I remember my grandfather screaming about it. And I'm like, if he didn't do what he said he didn't do, what's so wrong? No idea what he didn't do. I was just a kid. But the store's doing remarkably well for having me. I am now only working 4 days a week because the commute is shameless.
How does that feel for you, though, having 3 days off? That's... new territory.
I haven't had any days off. I've been working on something the entire time. Mainly this studio and this house, because I've been UV protecting the house. I have not mowed a lawn yet. I know it is a disaster, but we did get a crew that's supposed to be on here this week. They said by the end of the week they'd get us on the schedule. I don't know if that means starting or on the schedule, but it's a beautiful house. It's just very large and it heats up a lot. So we got UV blockers for the studio because it's also my entire office on the opposite side of this. And then UV double-sided window tint. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. I bought that like a year and a half ago for the store's windows for the individual offices. And it was like $60 for the entire office. And so now it's like $150 for two of these windows.
Yeah, that's reckless.
So it was almost $450 to do the entire house. Amazon's gracious and they'll discount that for me when I return the clippings. But Amazon now has a very fun return request. So when you request a return, they can request from you that the packaging be intact and the item be in original intact condition. Otherwise, you get a partial return or no return at all, depending on what they find the status of the item to be.
That's great.
Has never been the case.
Right. Because
I have used that to my entire advantage in the last like 3 years. If I didn't like it and I ate it already, I can still return it. As long as the packaging is intact.
I mean, think of the packages where we receive them fresh off the truck and it's already beat to shit. So now I'm going to get less. Picture
immediately and start the claim then. Oh, that might be a workaround if I just take a picture and be like, well, I received, you know, 1/10 of this item.
Right.
Somebody said that I don't have a brain for how I went retarded in one of those shorts, the last podcast we did.
Oh, my goodness.
My retard got turned on watching.
You were talking about that a brain thing.
No. Somebody left a comment and was like, "At least he's got a brain," and I was like, "You're not talking. Surely you're not talking about Joe.
His brain. Oh my goodness.
His brain is mush. His wife has to be. You answered all the questions so well. And what did Trump do? He lied. Jill, shut the fuck up. Go sit on your masters and spin.
I mean, at his age, I don't know why he'd want to even try to run anyways.
That's what I was thinking. And then
at 70, if I've got money in the bank and I don't like have to work, I don't care what the fucking job is. I'm taking a fucking nap in Cancun.
Somewhere. But Hey, Siri, how many days off this year has Biden had? 40%. Of his presidency has been spent on vacation, personal business, or just regular days at one of his Delaware homes. In essence, it is an accounting of his time away from the White House. 40%. And this is a 5th of July, 2024. 40% away from his job. Could you imagine a job where you don't got to do shit and I'd only have to work 2 days a week? And still rake in millions from deals and shady groupings. It's supposed to be like
40% PTO.
It's not PTO.
He's getting paid.
Yeah, but he can just, I just not feel well. Take me to my home.
I'd be scooting home.
Home. Yeah, take me home. And it's like, I have no fucking idea what you just said. I don't think he does either. To quote the almost late great Donald J. Trump.
I don't know what he said, and I don't think he does either. That was pretty funny.
It was the best part of the debate. It was absolutely amazing. What's the plan for this house?
What do you mean?
What's your plan for it? You want to buy it?
It's not for sale.
Hold on. We're going to get an option to purchase. That was the agreement in messaging. If he decides to sell. But he's planning on hopefully selling this in the next 5 years. That was his conversation. So if you could buy this right now, would you buy it?
I don't know. I really like it, but I don't know.
I don't think it has everything we want. You know, it's nice. We signed a 2-year lease. The idea being we're going to at least be operating businesses between here and Woodward for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it makes it convenient. The commute is dire, like I was saying. So I drive a total of 3 hours a day now, probably 2 hours if I'm going 90, in an electric vehicle that on average costs me about $400 a month when I charge at home. If I normally charge, what was our electricity bill at the last house? Roughly $200, just under. So at $200, that's like $1.50 a day in charging, and I could drive to the city twice a week, you know, not really giving a shit. And now I can charge 40 miles an hour, which is great, but that high energy charger costs so much more, which is a very convenient thing to have. And I appreciate the landlord for installing that, or even just saying he installed it for me when I know it probably was already there. So convenience, expensive. So now, even if this is a $2,500 a month house, it's $3,000 with electricity. So $3,000 and commuting. What is that? 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, 12 hours a week.
Where's the $3,000 on electricity coming?
No, that's $3,000 with overhead electricity. Oh. Yeah. So it's a $3,000 a month house. I don't know. I think it the size of this house, a mortgage on this thing should be like $1,200-$1,300, depending on credit, interest, 30-year mortgage.
I think it's a nice size, a nice layout. There's just some things that could be a lot better quality.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, just the windows and how, like, most of them don't have screens. And I'm like, why?
Right.
Like, what's the point of having
these? In Oklahoma, sir, there's bugs.
Easy opening windows, too. They're, like, very smooth. This one doesn't open anymore. It's been silicone shut. Easy opening windows don't have screens. I don't know why they got taken off in a storm or whatever and never replaced. I think the only annoying part about this move has been the fucking, besides the bugs, has been the amount of times that people have bothered us to sell us something about the roof.
Oh my goodness. The solicitors are serious.
Every day there has been at least one a day knocking on the door on average. So I've seen...
Can you put up those no solicitor signs here and they actually get listened?
No, doesn't stop them. They walk right past them.
What if we put out a sign that says...
Pew, pew, if you don't listen.
Know what my mom say the other night? My gun, my bullets, your ass.
That's a good one. I like that. She's like, you should put that on a t-shirt. I was like, I don't make t-shirts. You should put it on a sign. I don't make signs. I was like, put it, carve it in wood. Do that. I was like, okay. But it would just be funny if those guys don't listen to it. And if we could get a shot of them, like, disregarding on purpose. Oh, that'd be a good fucking moment on the internet. Just like, look at this guy. Fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings.
One pillar outside the door says that. The other one, that when they turn around, it says, fuck your feelings.
Yeah, fuck your feelings. Get off my lawn. Oh, man. No, it's been good. Downside is traveling for work. I don't think anybody understands how convenient it is to work and live within a 40-foot distance. I took that for granted when we moved here. I really didn't understand. I was like, oh, it won't be so bad because where we're from before, it was about a 30-minute drive, even though it was 5 minutes. Technically,
right, I'm thinking
without traffic, 5 minutes, 30 with traffic.
When you bring this up, I'm thinking back when we were in California and I had to go to the office before COVID. Mm-hmm. It's like it's 20 minutes of road that I'm driving. But with all the traffic and the congestion, it would take me an hour to get from work to home.
Yeah,
especially going over the bridge. Oh, my God, I don't miss that. At least with your travel, you're not really you're you just keep going.
It's a straight shot. There's no traffic unless there's that wide load fin bullshit that I'm sure Trump will get rid of those electric
those things. Turbines.
They're fucking annoying. And it always says wide load when it's a really skinny load because they put it on an oversized truck.
Right.
Why? Why
does there's only been twice where I've seen something that was genuinely a wide load where like people are getting into the shoulder to not get smacked up by whatever's coming.
Yeah. But it's not convenient to drive so long each day. It's more travel time than your average commuter, but less hassle. You know what I mean? And yeah. I don't think people understand the difference of like 40 feet. I could go home for lunch. I could just take the rest of the day off.
Lunch all the time.
Yeah, I didn't have to worry about forgetting anything. The amount of time I spend daily double checking if I'm taking the right shit home because I can't just come back. Right. I can't because then I'm out of charge and I got to charge
like
for 2 hours.
Like last week when you left your wallet at work and you were like, I can't turn around and grab it. So
I had to have Seth drive 40 minutes or no, it was like 25 minutes. I was out.
Yeah.
So I thought I was further and then I mapped it. It was like 20 minutes and he was already 15 minutes on the way. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll just run back. So that shout out Seth. But the idea is I don't know how long I can do that for because it kills me. It's a great store. It's making a lot of money and we're doing a lot of good things for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Not included the fucking 12-year-old, but like there was a woman that came in today, a referral from another business that we thought hated us. And it was pure joy when she left. She came in for a lens. If you fix things or if you're an electronics repair, if you're a repair person, you fix washer and dryer. She'll understand this. You get called out, haven't taken a deposit, and you just notice a quick problem, turn a valve, you're done. You don't charge the customer and you get that. I'm going to do you a solid today. Just refer me in the future. That's kind of how this went. Comes in, screen protector that's over a lens, and it's shattered. She's like, oh, no, I can't use my camera. I don't know what to do. And Adam over there at Divine's, he referred me to you. I'm like, well, shit, thank you so much. That's great. I'll call Adam. I'll personally thank him. I love hearing collaboration over competition. We love hearing it. She's like, can you help me? I was like, absolutely. Anything that's wrong, I'll get you handled today. Sure enough, turn it over. Oh, this? Popped it right off. She's like, what? I didn't even know that was there. I was like, ma'am, we're the grandchildren for hire, but today this is free. It's on me for the referral. In the future, just let people know that we're here and we're available. Mm-hmm. And the light that just went fucking, like, it was, oh my God, you saved my life. I've got pictures, this, that. The feel-good moment was worth it. And that made the drive worth it today. The rest of it, even, I was doing, like, mental math. I was like, if I made $500 in profit a day from this store, that is a good fucking month. It is a good month.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of overhead. We're not doing advertisements. It's all word of mouth. And it's pretty good word of mouth out here.
Yeah.
So I can't just give the place up. I could sell it like we were talking in a previous podcast, but rough numbers would be like 150 grand. Mm-hmm. And they can make that back in a year.
Yeah, that'd be easy.
Yeah. So the idea, even if I made 500 in profit, like we look down at sometimes at our square and we're like, holy shit, that was a pretty good month. Mm-hmm. You know, where's the money? I tend to use the square savings. That racks up a lot. And we forget just how much we make on certain months till tax time comes. And you're like, well, shit.
Those statements.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to get her statements for another issue, which is being handled now that the computer's here. I can just log in. That's the certified computer for that account.
There you go.
Yeah. Two-factor authentications. Very painful thing to have because, like, your phone can use Google Authenticator, but if it's not paired with the right account, certain accounts can't be logged in on the same device because it will say, okay, you're spamming or spoofing people's accounts.
Right.
And it'll just randomly lock you out, change your password. And I found this out a few months ago, and I was like, okay, I have three computers. I'll do three accounts, three different computers. And I haven't had the issue since, which is phenomenal. But it's also a pain in the ass because three computers are now in three different locations. So right. Like, oh, you want me to send a Zelle? Wait until tomorrow. Or Alan, you know, Rudo knows this because he uses Zoom. And so now he's using MoneyGram, which is great. But Zoom became this thing where I was paying $20 a fee for any amount, which was the most ridiculous thing. And if any of you use Zoom to send money to international people or places, stop. It is a pain in the ass. It's not worth it for $20.
Is it just the fee that's a pain in the ass?
Yeah, it's the fee. It's the putting the information in, the hassle of doing it, and then verifying your PayPal and if it's a business account or not a business account. Yeah. If it's a business account, it will refund the money and say you can't use a business account to send money internationally just because, you know, we feel like it. Like, what if I was buying something internationally? That'd be my business.
They're probably worried about washing money and hiding money, but it's like,
how many
millions? I know you weren't sending Rudo hide this money amount, you know.
400 on the high end, and then it became 250. But
that wouldn't raise a flag to anybody.
It shouldn't. And then the fucking audacity of PayPal to be like, well, no, even if it's a business account, you shouldn't be sending this money. How do you not know he's not a fucking employee? I can hire international people.
Right. I'd be more worried about personal accounts because those are the old folks that are always getting scammed.
And they get scammed a lot. They say that they trafficked like $1 billion through FedEx last year. A billion with a B.
There was like a couple years ago, I think before I even had Khaleesi, I was standing in line to make a MoneyGram for that, because that's how they wanted their rent, was through MoneyGrams or whatever.
Weirdos.
And there was this older guy in front of me. He was like 70, 80 something. And he was just so irritated and fed up. And he was trying to make $1,000 worth of MoneyGrams that he could send to Jamaica. And the lady behind the counter was like, "Do you actually know these people?" She's like, "No, sir, I'm trying to help you because this is a very common scam. Like, do you actually know them?" And he's like, "I don't even want to talk about it. Just get them the money so they can leave me the hell alone." I'm like, that dude's getting scammed.
A lot of them don't care. There's a customer that's getting scammed by a Filipino woman, and it turns out it was a man.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't want to hear anything from me. I could have saved him thousands. And he told me this after the fact when he found out. And he's like, "But the next three women I'm talking to, no." And I'm like, "Do they randomly contact you on WhatsApp?" "Yeah, I have a common number though, so I get a lot of text messages from women. They all just want to leave their country. And I'm a lifeline for them, because if I buy them something, then they feel like a princess. And don't they deserve to feel like princesses?" "No. No, they don't, because Akbar..."
That's a man.
in Bangladesh, taking your $2,500 or 2,500 rupees is not going to send you anything that isn't already free online.
Right.
And it's never videos with like a newspaper and their name written on something. It's always like, "Well, baby, I love you. I miss you so much. Thank you so much. You like this. I love you so much."
The water park Facebook got hacked. I wonder who was doing what for that to happen.
This is the Woodward Crystal Beach Water Park. And they have lost access to their Facebook account.
It's now owned by Korean
AI bots.
What is it?
They're AI generated photos.
But what are they promoting themselves as? Like
captains,
brides for
brides, yeah.
Brides you can purchase. Mail order brides. There you go.
Oh, and the news for the massage parlor, it's still not shut down.
Is it under new ownership?
I don't know. The landlord won't speak about it. I think in the last video, we were talking about something else before. Also, there was a flood at our store in Woodward. Mm-hmm. The landlord did not maintain the concrete on the second floor, so it has been cracking, and it goes down. It flooded AT&T, the nail salon, and the front of our store. We are fine. Everything is fine. It didn't really do damage to anything except for the ceiling tiles. But the landlord decided, instead of replacing moldy ceiling tiles, let me just spray paint them.
Not even paint, spray paint.
Spray paint.
Classy guy.
And so we decided to take a picture, and I'll send that to Alan now, of this spray painting. It is bad. It is bad. A horrible job. He's like, "Oh, Mr. Love, it'd be fine. It's dry now." The paint or the mildew? Because it smelled like mildew. So I decided to replace these tiles myself and send him a bill. More on that next week. We'll find out if he's going to reimburse me. It was like $70 in tiles. And so he just didn't want to replace. It started with, "I didn't want to replace it, Mr. Love, because there's a light bulb here. It's never worked. It's a can from like five businesses ago that's motion activated. I don't care. Replace it. Take the can out. Wire cap it. You need wire nuts? I'll give it to you. What do you need? Tell me." Mm-hmm. "We're an electronics repair store. We've got a lot of shit here. Just get the job done. This one's on your dime, because you're the idiot who 3 weeks ago didn't want to fix the drip that turned into a flood over here." And I was just astounded at his like slumlord ignorance again. It turned into like, here's just more ammunition, fodder for the cannon. You know, this guy is not a good landlord, unfortunately. So then when it came to the massage parlors back up and running, they are a sex shop. They are 100% a sex shop. There is government agencies looking into it. Sheriffs are coming around, state troopers, FBI, all kinds of things.
The state troopers have been?
Yeah, they've been there, asked about information, who have they seen, all these things. And nobody is doing anything. The vehicles are all there. The garbage is still there. The people's air conditioner units are still out the back windows.
The wives in town are starting to get real loud about it. So it's going to be a problem sooner or later.
I fucking doubt it. I doubt it, because it's bringing some type of something to that town, which is a problem. It just reminds me of how quickly something can change. Because, again, another topic that blew up in the last month, besides our move, Donald Trump's assassination, is I was fucking right. Let's tell our viewers, why don't I like the kids watching Mr. Beast?
I don't know.
Like, we've had a conversation about I don't like the people in his videos. It's not that they are trans. Ava Chris Tyson is formerly Chris Tyson of the Mr. Beast crew. Turns out has a history of being a lewd conversationalist with 13-year-old boys. And this is facts. It's already out there on the internet. I had a bad feeling about this person when I would see them on their Twitter profile, on their private channel videos from back in the day. I was like, this guy just seems weird. And then they transitioned to Ava. And I was like, that's just left field. The guy had a wife, children, a new life, basically building a bunch of cars and money and fame. And they were like, you know what? I should just chop it all off. Something is wrong there. And then it turned into, well, my kids want Mr. Beast bars. My kids want merch. No, let's watch Doritos reaction is better. You know, we'll
I just feel
deal with the bad words before I deal with those people.
I just think, I mean, obviously Mr. Beast makes his money. So I guess in what his content is, it was the right go for him. But I feel like adults who make content that cater to children is just weird, regardless of if they're being weirdos or not.
I couldn't imagine dancing for like 4-year-olds like Miss Rachel. I understand there's a lot of moms out there that have like lost a child and then get into service for children. And I understand that where there's a trauma and they seek being around other children to relieve that trauma, but not
her story, or are you just talking in general?
There's been other like helpful philanthropic channels that do that where they're like, hey, this, that, the other, and they do classes and shit for postpartum mothers, etc. But stuff like that, I'm like, okay, there has to be a map of why somebody goes and makes these connections or gets into this. Mm-hmm. Not just children seem very fun and they watch a lot of YouTube movies, so I'm gonna make children videos.
Because I mean, watching CJ, I see where they get, because he'll watch the same video 100 times right there, back to back to back, so they're getting their views. But
she's referring to my 4-year-old son who has a cell phone. Please roast me in the comments. Yes, I understand. It's bad, but it shuts him up. Yes. Now, we filter as much as we can. Yeah, we take it away a lot. Because then he'll get medium information. What would you say? Like, his tone changes based on who he watches. So he gets a direct correlation from, like, Doritos reaction. No reaction. He'll say that to everything.
Yeah.
And then it'll be Miss Rachel, and he'd be like, you know, before other issues with Miss Rachel. Then it becomes Mr. Beast, and it's like, you have a play button? Can we blow up your play button? And I'm like, I don't have a play button. I'll make you a play button. No, I want to blow up your play button and then get a free car.
Oh, my goodness.
I want Mr. Beast chocolate. And I'm like, okay, make up your mind. One thing, and we'll do one thing. It's not everything. So then it's become more of those hide-and-seek challenges, Caleb and John and all those fun guys, where they'll just make a secret room.
Oh, yeah. He's big on the secret rooms.
Yeah, now he's big on the secret rooms and Fortnite. So he watches, like, Typical Gamer, who was I liked Typical Gamer back in 2017 when I was playing Fortnite. So he plays on my account, Circuit Breaker 916. Pretty good KD ratio before the kid. And so it's got a bunch of skins and a bunch of stuff. And he has, at time to time, tried to buy fucking things. He is an impressionable child. He is 4. He is very aware of himself at 4, which is great. I want him to experience the world. I just don't know that watching Mr. Beast and then this Ava Chris Tyson person is going to confuse the shit out of anyone watching them. If they knew any of the history or saw the transition from this, what seemingly average white male, kid, wife, living life, famous, money, to super crazy, transgender, batshit crazy out there Twitter profile person. Mm-hmm. I just was like, this is too much. I don't want to be involved in this. I don't want to support this. But my kid likes the fucking chocolate. That's about the only support I was given. And it turns out they're a fucking creep, like borderline pedophile, grooming 13-year-old kids. No matter how you look at it, and this person Lava, or the handle that they go by is Lava on Twitter, is now 21. So it's been 7 years. Made a statement that I was never groomed. I'm not a victim.
Oh, that was supposedly one of the kids?
Yeah, that was the kid, the main kid.
Okay.
He took pictures of himself jerking off in front of a flag saying, "Coming for America," and sent it to a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, go to jail.
Go to jail. Like, just KYS. Just before somebody else gets you, because in jail, somebody will get you. Take the easy road out. Anything with kids that's of that dirty, nasty shit. And then a lot of people are trying to defend him on Twitter, saying, "Oh no, this is like..."
I heard something about it was in a group chat.
It was in a group chat.
Why are you talking to a bunch of children?
Yeah, it was in a group chat. I don't think any fucking kid should be in a group chat with grown adults and talking about anything that isn't like academic. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you need a tutor. You're in a group chat. It still should be monitored. So that's a failure on the parent, Lava's parents or whatever. They should fucking be ashamed. The fact that any of this happened with their kid, that's a failure. So if that happened with my kid, I would be a failure. I'd feel like a failure. So that's why I'm right. It was a fucking weirdo the whole time. And I'm not sorry. I think they need absolute medication, mental health, a therapist to get their shit right. And then jail time. Yeah, that's where I stand. We don't like predators. Yeah, so I feel vindicated, proud that I spotted it before most people, apparently. It's bad juju. Bad juju. Go back out there. Apparently, they were forced to step back for personal reasons from Mr. Beast and all their projects.
So Mr. Beast asked him to stand down.
After he came out and defended Ava, which looks bad.
Which was pre-evidence?
Yeah, pre-evidence. And then it also turns out that Ava or Chris, misgendering, at the time it was Chris, had, let's just say, child pornography hentai drawings, or lolly drawings, as they call them, in Mr. Beast's house, in a video, where it looked like a five-year-old girl with a gun in their mouth, like type stuff.
Oh boy.
There was this, the Shad Man on Twitter, that a lot of people followed, like, but this guy was bad. It would draw anime, hentai, lolly stuff of real life people, like a guy named Keemstar. At the time, 8-year-old daughter drew him, or his daughter, giving Donald Trump a blowjob. Horrible, horrific stuff. Just imagine somebody doing that to our children and then sending it to us. And then this Chris Tyson person going, "Yeah, do it more," on Twitter in public. So he was a piece of shit. 8 years ago, he's still a piece of shit. That person doesn't just change. He still says the most offhandedly disgusting things in public up to like 6 months ago. When Mr. Beast started becoming a super big star, he tamed it back a little. Mm-hmm. When it was the biggest grossing channel on YouTube, 100 million, 200 million, so on and so forth. Now you want to make a name for yourself and transition and be this like center of attention like Bruce Jenner? No, you're still not hiding the fact that you're a piece of shit. This is my opinion. Take it with a grain of salt, but I don't recommend watching Mr. Beast because he knew these things. He fucking knew it. And especially when you are the biggest YouTube channel alive or ever, you have people doing background checks and statistical, you know, analysis on what drama or things can happen from the people you surround yourself with. Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and all these people high profile that he looks to be like, Mr. Beast or Jimmy Donaldson, whatever his name is. He's like, "Oh, you know, I strive to be like these people." They all have that same, they look at the people around them and they evaluate the quality of those people. So he evaluated and still kept that motherfucker on there. So he must have dirt on Jimmy or been a ride or die since Jimmy was a piece of shit and now not a piece of shit because he has Beast Philanthropy, Beast X, Y, and Z, the Beast Chocolate.
Pause, because have you heard the newest family drama for Elon Musk?
No.
One of his daughters, who's 17, mm-hmm. maybe 20, somewhere in there. Trans. I don't know which direction. I don't know if it was a male that went female or a female that went male, but Elon is not for it. And then the child turned around and roasted Elon right back.
Oh, shit. This is 5 hours ago from a news report from Newsmax about his lost child to gender hysteria. It shows the leftist woke propaganda in the minds of parents and children. Oh, man.
He said something snarky using woke something. He said it was hella snarky for Elon to say, but it was wild.
Oh, shit. So I'm going to read this. This is Elon Musk's dead child, Vivian, formerly Xavier, accuses his father of lying about how he was consumed by the woke mind virus. It must be heartbreaking for a father to be so thoroughly disavowed like this through little to no fault of their own. Elon was lied to by the experts who insisted that his son would be suicidal unless given puberty blockers. The message he posted on Thread are incredibly dissonant. Wokeism brings out the worst in people and embrace the victimhood that makes them seek out the reasons to pin the blame on their surroundings, on their parents, and on everything other than themselves. In Xavier's case, he was clearly gaslit into embracing his new fake identity as he tries to water down the gravitas of his remarks by peppering it with Gen Z references. There's a lot of internalized anger that's being projected at a father who tried to do his best for him, who he now feels is invalidating his identity. Elon's speaking on the truth of what happened. And so...
said he was lied to
it says,
and misled to sign papers that allowed for the child to go through the process.
Elon says Xavier was born gay and slightly autistic. Two attributes that contribute to gender dysphoria. I knew from... that from when he was about 4 years old, and he would pick out clothes for me to wear, like a jacket, and tell me it was fabulous, as well as for his love for musical and theater, but he was not a girl. And then Vivlanis, which is his daughter's
handle. Name on,
yeah. Vivlanis says there's a lot of stuff I need to debunk, which would I will get to, but don't worry. I don't want to start with what I find the funniest into the notorious slightly autistic tweet, but this is going to be a bit, so just bear with me. And that's when the video comes out saying, oh, I'm, you know, debunking. The next thing, this is entirely fake. Like, none of that ever happened, ever. I don't even know where he got this from. My best guess is that he went to Milo Yiannopoulos School of Gay Stereotypes and just picked out some random, said, good enough, in a last-ditch attempt to garner sympathy points for when he is so obviously in the wrong, even in his own fucking story. I did not have a love of musical and theater when I was 4 because, you know, I was fucking 4, and I I did not know what these things were. My earliest real experience with musicals was when my twin brother had Hamilton phase in 8th, 9th grade and overplayed it so much in the car to the point where for a long time I swore off the entire genre. I never picked out the jackets for him to wear, and I was most certainly not calling them fabulous because it literally, what the fuck? I did not use the word fabulous when I was 4 because, once again, I would like to reiterate, I was 4. Like, this is so obvious, I don't even think it warrants explanation, but apparently people will believe this nonsense, so here I am. For one, I'm going to interject and say, you were 4 and probably don't fucking remember. My son uses so many weird words.
Right.
He will say, no, I never did.
Or he'll pause somebody and say, you look yesterday. Great. I love your glasses.
Yeah, that one. Or, you know, like yesterday when
everything
it was my birthday. And, you know, like yesterday when Santa was here. Or you like yesterday when the Easter Bunny was here.
And or I'm last night when we went to the water park.
Yeah, or like last night when we went to Nanny's house 7 months ago. Yeah. And so fuck you. Nobody will ever tell me what they did when they were 4 with certainty. This entire thing is completely made up and there's no reason for this. He does not know what I was like as a child because he quite simply wasn't there. And in little time he was there, I was relentlessly harassed for my femininity and queerness. Obviously he can't say that. So I've been reduced to a happy little stereotype fagging along to use at his discretion. I think it says a lot about how he views queer people and children in general. And as for if I'm not a woman, sure, Jan, whatever you say, I'm legally recognized as a woman in the state of California, and I don't concern myself with the opinions of those who are below me. Obviously, Elon can't say the same because in a ketamine-fueled haze, he's desperate for attention and validation from an army of degenerate red-pilled incels and pick-me's who are quick to give it to him. Go touch some fucking grass.
Damn.
And then somebody said, extremely shocked to hear this D-bag is a liar. Hope you're not too bothered by what he says about you. And just replied to it. This is Vivalinus again. I'm not, LOL. I just started to find it funny at this point. Calling me dead on a podcast with Jordan Peterson, of all people, while basically admitting you have zero reading comprehension by saying you were tricked into signing documents that you read over multiple times and basically a parody of yourself, like, honestly, camp. That's crazy. It's just sad for everyone involved. I think no one has to go along with this weird shit. You don't have to in order to have your kids love you. Your kids will love you even if they hate you. Eventually they'll come around. That's human nature. Like, you want to do some crazy shit and you want me to sign off on it? No. No. Just don't fall into my kids never going to love me again. And everyone's so fucking forced to think that their kids are going to abandon them. CJ comes out at 10 and says, oh, I'm going to get the state to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. Cool. Do it. Do it. Go for it. You really want it that much. You fight for it. Take you some time. I'm going to fight for mine. I just don't see how people have to be like so emotionally wrapped into this idea that if they don't do something for their children, they're going to lose them forever. I think a lot of parents are getting tricked into the puberty blockers and the saying yes to the surgeries for that. For
that's a tantrum, crazy. Tantrum of surgery as a minor.
If Khaleesi,
an elective as
if
a
Khaleesi
minor.
If Khaleesi came out right now and was like, I want to be a boy. And if you, I'll never talk to you again. And she really meant it. It would hurt your feelings. But imagine she doesn't talk to you for a week. And you're like, okay, I'll sign. That's how these parents are doing it.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say, I don't care if it's true or not. I don't know what the deal is with Elon and the kid. I just think putting it on Twitter, like...
That's wild.
That's crazy. Elon's wrong for that. What? Like, that's nuts.
The kid had a point about the document point, though. Like, you could tell Elon saying he didn't read it or didn't know what he was reading. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then again, I've signed some stupid shit when I was younger. Well, I was younger, yeah. You couldn't catch me doing that now.
Yeah, that's true. When did he sign those? Because I'd be reading. Mm-hmm. I'd be reading today.
Then again, I think he was a little left-leaning before and very progressive. You know, he got to being the richest man in the world by being accepting and having his ways. And now that he's like, you know what, I don't give a shit, he's not so accepting. That's his right as a person, as a father, as a billionaire. Do whatever you want. So it's technically his story to tell, whether we have to believe it or not. We right. can't really trust it, because whatever he's going to do is going to make him look the best, because he's got 5 fucking companies to run. So again, if he wants to be one of those people and change up the story, let him. He can write his own fucking narrative, because he can just turn all your comments off.
That'll do it.
Just don't focus on it, because he doesn't have to be the center of attention. We do. So if you want to like, comment, fucking subscribe, hit the button. Post notifications are down here. Last week's video right up here. We appreciate it if you liked it, watched it, left a comment saying goosebumps for the new house. It's haunted. Or as the former, you know, greatest rapper alive said, I see dead people. And we'll see you next week on During Business Hours.